You're listening to SBS News.
ICAC, the Independent Commission Against Corruption, is questioning former New South Wales MP Darryl Maguire for the first time since it was revealed he had a five-year relationship with State Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Mr. Maguire was forced to resign from the State Parliament in 2018 after appearing at a corruption inquiry. However, the relationship with Ms. Berejiklian continued until last August, though she denies any knowledge of Mr. Maguire's dealings. Speaking yesterday, Ms. Berejiklian said if she knew wrongdoing was occurring, she would have acted swiftly, and she mistakenly trusted Mr. Maguire.
He approached a number of people, and I'm sure if any of them were aware of wrongdoing, a number of other colleagues, a number of public servants were approached by him. And unfortunately, you take people at face value, you trust them. This person had been in Parliament for 15 years. And unfortunately, sometimes people are able to get away with things without a lot of people realising.
Ms. Berejiklian faced two no-confidence motions in the Parliament's upper and lower houses. Opposition leader Jodie Mackay said the Premier had turned a blind eye to corruption when she introduced the motion in the lower house. However, Ms. Berejiklian survived both motions. Mr. Maguire, meanwhile, was admitting to ICAC that while he was an MP, he failed to disclose his role in a private company that was used to try to broker deals with Chinese interests.
Do you ever disclose on either your formal disclosure under the Constitution Disclosure by Members Regulation or in any separate disclosure to any Premier, your interest and position in Gateway International?
No, I don't believe so.
Why not?
I should have.
Mr. Maguire admitted to the inquiry that he accepted thousands of dollars in cash at his parliamentary office and using his parliamentary office resources to advance the interests of a corporate entity linked to him. The cash came from his business associate, Maggie Wang, as part of a cash for visa scheme for Chinese nationals.
In terms of receiving cash from his Maggie Wang, did that always occur in Parliament House, or from time to time did it occur in some other place?
Various places from my recollection.
But it's at least the case that on multiple occasions you received thousands of dollars in cash from Ms. Wang in your Parliament House office,
yes.
Right?
At a fiery press conference, Ms. Berejiklian reinforced her message that she had done nothing wrong, warning reporters that they should choose their words carefully.
And my message, excuse me, let me finish, okay? I've given you your turn for the last 3 days, let me finish. And I say to the people of this great state, you elected me, you deserve me to be focused on you, you deserve for me to be focused on the issues that matter to you, and that is exactly what I will do. I know the people of this state know that I've done nothing wrong, I never have and I never will, and I appreciate the questions you all need to ask, and I've answered them in full detail over the course of a number of days, but you also have to respect my position as Premier and let me do my job.
Ms. Berejiklian is receiving support from the highest quarters of federal government, from fellow Liberal Prime Minister Scott Morrison, speaking on Sydney radio station 2GB.
I've known Gladys for a long time, and I can speak for her integrity, and I thought this week she showed a lot of humility, to be honest. That would have been incredibly tough to admit to some personal decisions that obviously she regret, and she's been very upfront with people, and I think very vulnerable with people about it, but in that vulnerability there's been great strength.
Serena Lillywhite is the CEO of Transparency International Australia, part of a global movement working against state corruption. She told the ABC this process shows how important the work of an independent anti-corruption agency is.
Well, the public is entitled, of course, to have confidence in the integrity of their elected public officials. And without that, of course, trust and confidence in government is further undermined. But what this case has really shown is that the value of having a robust and independent anti-corruption agency such as we have with the ICAC, and to see the really vital role that they're playing in really doing their job to investigate these allegations and also to champion transparency and accountability of our elected officials.
But she warns against the current storm brewing in the media and elsewhere, saying that the investigators need to be given the time to complete their investigations properly.
We need to allow the ICAC to do its job, to complete its investigations, to make findings of fact, and to make findings as to what is in the public interest.
The ICAC will continue questioning Daryl Maguire on Thursday. Alan Lee, SBS News.